Well, one of the unexpected but unpreventable stories of the first week of the 2014 Winter Olympics was how warm it was. For the first few days, at least, it was colder in Dodge City, Kansas, than it was in Sochi, Russia. Well, slushy slopes and melting ice have made it difficult for some athletes to perform their best. But then again, when are the conditions ever really perfect? The key is to learn the basics and then be able to adapt. Well, the conditions are not always perfect for living our faith either. But no matter how unpredictable life might be, we do well to remember that living your faith and enjoying your life are not incompatible. You don't have to pick one or the other. And one person who emphasizes that message is herself, an Olympian. Rebecca DeSalt was a cross-country skier for the U.S. team in Turin in 2006. And she tells the story that just as she was arriving at the height of her game, she found herself laughed at by other competitors because she was pursuing a life that was not just physically healthy, but spiritually healthy. Yet she refused to abandon her Catholic faith or even put it in second place for the sake of her career. For Rebecca, living her faith and enjoying her life was not an either-or decision. And she was proven true when she made the Olympic team, faithfully practicing her religion. Let your yes mean yes. Now, admittedly, the first Catholic yes for most of you came out of your parents' mouth, not yours. Do you remember that question? You have asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of raising her in the practice of the faith. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? Whew. I thought I was saying yes to a big job when I came here. But that's nothing compared to saying yes to that question. But even if it was years ago that you or your parents said yes for the first time, each time that we receive communion is another yes, a new yes. And in order for that to truly mean yes, we must first realize that we don't have to pick between living our faith and enjoying our life. Nor can we let anyone tell us that we have to pick. It is possible to return to God what belongs to God and still have plenty to care for your family. It is possible to enjoy time with your boyfriend or girlfriend and still have a chaste relationship. It is possible to excel in extracurricular activities while putting limits to safeguard time for the faith. It is possible. But just as faith and life should be perfectly compatible, faith and sin can never coexist. Our first reading told us that God has given no one license to sin. If something is contrary to God's plan for our lives, then it always has been, and it always will be. Jesus makes that very clear in the gospel when he says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." When he came, he didn't take away the Ten Commandments. He gave them an even richer meaning. You know, I look forward to God's plan for me in this cathedral parish. More importantly, though, I look forward to helping you discover God's plan for you and your family. But I can't change what God asks of you through his church. Nor do we need to. Nor would I want to. You know, I hate to break the news to you, but what our Lord considered a sin before I came on February 4th is still considered a sin today. Sorry. And the qualities and the way of life that the church asks of someone in order to be a godparent, still the same today as it was 2 weeks ago. And if someone's interested in getting married, oh, I could change what form you have to turn in and how long the class lasts and what fee you have to pay. But I can't change the fact that a marriage is built on an openness to life and love. You see, God's loving plan for us doesn't change just because we change. And there's a very real possibility that at some point in your life, maybe right now, for some of you, someone will tell you that you have to pick between your faith and your job, between your faith and your girlfriend, between your faith and the team. I will suggest that either that's not true, and don't let someone convince you that you have to pick, or else they're doing you a favor. Whether they mean to or not, they're doing you a favor by pointing out that your life and your faith are going in different directions. In which case, as hard as it may be, it might be a sign that it's time to walk away from what's pulling us from God. I remember being in that spot twice in college. Once I was courageous, and once I was a coward. Jesus tells us today that it's better to lose one of your eyes and enter into heaven than to have your whole body and be on the outside. Our Olympic skier, Rebecca DeSalt, puts it another way. When she was talking to a group of young people recently, she said, "Be Catholic first, and anything that flows from that is a rich bonus." Be Catholic first, and anything that flows from that is a rich bonus. Well, Rebecca doesn't have to sludge through the melting snow in Russia. These days, her priority is raising her children in Colorado, teaching them that they don't have to choose between living their faith and enjoying their life. God made us for both.